Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host, Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
Too many questions in paradise.
Your souls.
Too many questions in my mind.
What's up, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. You're receiving a live transmission from Starseed Energy Radio. We can always tune in on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern to hear the colors and see the music. I'm your host, Jonah Bolt, and today is Saturday, December 29, 2012, and it is the last weekend of 2012. So, hope everyone has something good and fun planned for the New Year's, my birthday, which is coming up next Monday. And we have an amazing show tonight. We have all regular guests on tonight, so we're going to take some time with Serper. We got Martin joining us from the UK. Serper is an independent non-profit organization registered in England and Wales, engaged in the extraterrestrial contact research and training, encouraging a non-harmful, non-prudential contact with extraterrestrial visitors from Earth. Unlike NASA, they are SETI, they are funded non-profit. They also, Serper's human-initiated contact program uses conscious, augmented with technical equipment. They have awesome website. Check out serper.org. They have tons of information on there, research links, videos, all sorts of stuff, so check them out. We also have Ryan Matthew Dernick coming on, founder of Bellwether Post. He's going to talk about some earth changes, world events, financial, politics that's going on, lots of things coming on. He wasn't with us last week, so we have 2 weeks of news to cover. So lots of good articles coming up. So make sure you have a pen and paper for his segment. We also have Costa coming on. Costa is going to be updating us on their big December 21st, 2012, contact global meditation they did. I think they had over 1,000 people join in from over 20 countries. So we're going to hear about that update. And then we have Matt Staggs coming on, writer and longtime guy for Disinfo, disinfo.com. They've been around for like 20 years putting out the alternative news, the stuff you don't hear about in mainstream, the bizarre news, stuff like that. So check out disinfo.com. And then we have Virginia Gunther coming back on. She is business development from RNA Drops, the Living Water Project. We had her on last month, and I've been taking RNA Drops. I've been having some amazing experiences, although I take Ormus water and a ton of other stuff, so I don't even know what really does anything different anymore. But anyways, we'll talk to Virginia. And we also have our last guest, Zen Bullock, whose music will be playing throughout the show tonight. And that's who we opened up the show with. That's Zen Bullock. They've been on the show as well. And I just was at their house yesterday in Cancun. We got back after 11 days filming. We have about 50, 60 interviews to put up. Amazing stuff. An amazing experience. So here's some more Zen Bullock. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And we'll be right back.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Zidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Gold is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
Now the station is trying to get a hold of our first guest, Julio, who is in Cancun, Mexico, and we're trying to figure out the combination of the area code there, so give us a minute on that. But anyway, Zen Bullock has been on the show before. They do all electronic music with live instrumentals. They play sitar, guitar, didgeridoo, so they have some amazing fusion and blends of ambient and like jazzy. They have some saxophones, some jazzy tracks we'll be playing with for their first album. That's we'll be playing throughout the show tonight. So anyways, we'll wait for the station to get a hold of them. Just want to also give a shout-out to the Synthesis 2012 Festival. It was amazing times. We were down in Mexico for 11 days, and we did the Crystal Skull Return to Atlantis cruise, and we did the 12-12-12 event down in Miami Circle. So the last 3 weeks have just been unbelievable. We have about probably 80 video clips altogether to put up on the web. So it's going to take a few weeks to get that stuff rendered out and do all that, but we'll get them up there as soon as possible. We have posted about 6 videos so far, some of Chichen Itza and some other things up on the YouTube channel. So make sure you check that because there are some new videos that I just added up there in the last couple of days. And again, just a shout out to all the fans out there that made it happen. The 59 contributors that we had donate to the Indiegogo campaign that got us down there. So thank you so much for that. And one of those donators is going to be on the show tonight, Virginia, with her RNA drops, which are some amazing drops, which basically photocopy your RNA, which is what your DNA is used to make copies of. And with our DNA changing and things that are happening, you definitely want RNA in your system. So I'll have Virginia talk more about that, but check out. She also has a free thing. You could just go to the website, and they'll send you a free 30-day trial, no cost or anything. So you could just sign up and try them for free. So check them out. And she'll give out more information on that when she comes up in just a little bit. So I guess what we'll do is we'll jump to the next guest, and that would be Ryan. And talk about some earth changes and stuff that's going on. So if we still can't get a hold of him down in Mexico, we'll start with Ryan, and then we'll jump back to them in a minute. If Ryan is ready, but I'll tell the station now to give him a call. And also check out the new store stuff on the website. We have added some new Scalar pendants on there and some other new products that we're going to be doing. Also, ZP Tech, we're going to start adding their products on, the monatomic elements. We bought a bunch of it before we went down to Mexico, and it's pretty amazing stuff. I've had about 40 people try it, and every single person that's tried it has either felt an amazing experience from it or helped balance them or did something where they enjoyed. So check out that stuff also. It's on the website, Ornus Water. So check that stuff out. And it says there, okay, they can't get a hold of people in Mexico, so we'll get Ryan on the phone and go into some earth changes and then some political updates. We'll also talk about the shootings that had happened just a little bit, because there's so much of that going on and so many articles that point to the psyops that were talked about, which just had a guest on not too long ago, James Rink, that talked about different psyops the military does and military intelligence. And we'll see if we get Dr. Richard Allen Miller on the line tonight, because he's done a lot of experiments as a military personnel for the government. He was the original Men in Black in the 60s. He was a professor at Harvard. So we'll call Rick tonight and see if we can get some more information about those stories from Rick, because he's always good reporting on that stuff with the psyops, because he's done a lot of stuff with David Sirita and also Dr. Nick Begich. He does a lot of stuff with as well. So we'll see if we can get a hold of him. Okay, it looks like they're calling Ryan. So we'll go with that. And also just one more shout out before Ryan comes on to all the amazing people that put together these events. Michael DiMartino and others, Mary Howard that put on the 12-12-12, and also the cruise ship for Kendall that put that on. That was amazing. And we have Ryan with us, so let's jump into some earth changes and also world news and lots of stuff happened the last couple of weeks. Ryan, thanks for joining us on the show. How are you doing this evening?
Very well, John. How are you doing?
Doing great. So lots of stuff to talk about, yet you weren't on the show last Saturday, so we have about 2 weeks of different news articles and stuff, and I know you've been posting and tweeting a lot. So I guess one of the most prevalent things that we always talk about is the earth changes. So let's go ahead and jump into some earth changes. What's been happening? I know there's been some volcanic activity, earthquakes going on. What can you tell us?
Definitely. First off, in regards to the sun's been unusually quiet. No sunspots are flaring. Solar activity is very low. NOAA forecasters put the odds of a significant eruption today at only 10%. And solar cycle update in regards to solar cycle 24, 2013 is only days away, and according to most forecasters, the solar max should be approaching. But some forecasters are warning if it is at all, barely increasing sunspot counting and anemic or unhealthy solar activity suggests an interesting possibility. Perhaps the solar max is already here. And in a diagram that they show, basically, it shows solar cycle 23 and then going into 24. The basically shows that the monthly sunspot number measured since 2000 and the curve of NOAA LED solar cycle prediction panel, so far the solar cycle 24 is underperforming even compared to panel's low expectations. There is still a strong chance, however, that the cycle 24 will rebound and peak in 2013 as expected. It might even have a double peak cycle like the cycle before it. As 2013 nears, we just have to stay tuned and keep up to the latest. But so far,
and that's what I was going to say, Ryan, was 2013 we've heard is really going to be a really big year for the sun with some big X flares and stuff that they're predicting, correct?
And there were multiple X flares actually last week, but they were on the far side of the sun, facing away from the Earth. But they were noted because some of the streams did come off the southwest limb, that they could actually see some of the filaments coming from those flares. But yes, you're absolutely right, Jonah. 2013 has definitely looked like the final uptick for the solar cycle 24, is the apex of that cycle should happen mid 2013.
And where can people find out some information where they could also watch? Because this is important stuff to pay attention to. We talk about it all the time. You need to be aware of this stuff. So if one day
the grid goes off, you're aware of what to do. Yeah, Solman.info is a great site. It might be a little too scientifically wordy. So if you want, go to spaceweather.com, and that breaks down a little better. But overall, the sun, yeah, it's been very, very calm. The 6 hour max of a solar flare was only a class C1, and that happened on December 29th, so there's been a marginal uptick on the 29th, but other than that, there's been nothing really that's showing any sign for an alarm that there could be a possible CME that's large enough to knock out any kind of communication satellites or what have you. But on to other news in regards to earthquake activity. Earthquake activity has been, for the last 7 days, pretty benign, actually. There haven't been any earthquakes over 5.5 over the last week. For instance, 4.6 in Vanuatu, that happened a week ago, and that was approximately a depth of 206 miles. And then thereafter that, there was a 4.5 in the Bali Sea. And thereafter that, in Taiwan, there was an earthquake of 4.6, a 5.2 near the Turkey-Iran border. And there was a 4.5 in Santa Cruz Islands, a 5.2 in the Kepulauan Talaud, Indonesia area. And there's been a lot of volcanic unrest in and around Indonesia over the last week and a half. And there was also a 5.5 in the Black Sea offshore Georgia, and that was at a depth of 10 miles. There was a 4.6 at the Kepulauan Talaud, Indonesia. And again, those earthquakes have been happening constantly in around that in area in Indonesia, because those are directly related to volcanic activity in the area that I will get
and
into.
And there's also like some swelling of Yellowstone and other supervolcanoes, correct?
Yeah, Yellowstone and Lake Valley, those areas have been showing deep magmatic movements. Yellowstone's been doing that for the last 2 weeks, so there's definitely been an uptick in and around the region that there. But again, in regards to any noticeable sizable seismicity, the last big earthquake was really the Japanese earthquake of 7.3, a little over a week and a half ago. So other than that, there hasn't been any prominent large earthquakes since then. And other news in regards to volcanic activity. Volcanic activity, as Cabert reports, the amplitude of volcanic tremor December 29th accompanying the effusion of basaltic andesite at Botsky Tolbachik, which is on the Kamchatka Peninsula in Russia, which is on the Aleutian Arc. If you go further toward the west, and then it bends as you go toward the west and southwest on that arc, you go into the chain of islands that are part of Russia. And so the eruptions have increased slightly over the past 24 hours there. Elsewhere, eruptive activity at the San Cristobal volcano in Nicaragua. The station basically has been showing some seismicity increases. And San Cristobal has had discharges from in the ash clouds and even lightning bolts, high SO2 sulfur dioxide output from the volcano as well, and a strong pulse of volcanic earthquakes in the past few hours resembles the premonitory signal of the 22nd December, which preceded the current eruptive activity, and may represent new slugs of gas and or magma. So there could be another eruption on top of the previous eruption that happened December 22nd over in San Cristobal. Further on, Batutara volcano in Indonesia forms the island of Kumba, which basically has been showing unrest the last couple of days. It lies 50 kilometers approximately off the north coast of Lembata Island, one of the lesser Sunda Islands along the Indonesia. The volcano is the most northeasterly volcano in Flores Pantar section of Sunda Arc, which also includes the active Pulue volcano and the associated Sunda Trench with its Indian-Australian plates of ducts. So there's been increased activity in and around that area of the Ring of Fire in the Pacific. And into further news,
hold on right there, because we're up to a commercial break, so let everyone digest all that information, because it's a lot. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's jump into some politics and some other earth changes. So here's some more Zen Bullock, Ryan Hold On, and we'll be right back after these quick messages. Enjoy.
You're Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
We're joined Durnick, the author and founder of Bellwether Post. You guys should check that stuff out. He puts up amazing articles, pictures on Pinterest, all sorts of ways to stay connected with Ryan. So check out bellwetherpost.com when you get a second. All right, so we're talking about some earth changes, Ryan, before we left. And the swelling that was actually happening, it's never happened like that, right, where all the super volcanoes in North America have all been sort of like seismically moving together at the same time.
In unison, yeah, it's a little anomalous, so it's a little unnerving, and we just have to wait and see and see where this possibly goes. But as of right now, yeah, it's a little interesting to say the least.
Crazy. All right, cool. So what else is going on with some earth changes?
Definitely, yeah. In regards to other earth changes, the Tungurahua volcano in Ecuador, it basically has been showing a little activity. The volcano has shown marked decrease over the last few weeks. But preceding that, there was an increase in activity. It's been shrouded in clouds. And onto another volcano, Popohua volcano in Argentina. The volcano, at a point, it basically has been diminishing in activity, so there's nothing to really worry about, and the alarm is kind of going down in regards to that volcanic activity. Popocatepetl in Mexico has emissions 1 an hour. And at one point it was 3 an hour, and that was a couple weeks ago. So it's also decreased in activity. Other activity is generally low at the 3 Guatemalan volcanoes. Low level, mostly internal activity, visible on seismograms. No external activity, smoking at all, recorded at Pacaya and Fuego volcanoes today. The Santa Maria seismograms are illegible due to equipment malfunctions. And so basically, there's it overall, except for the activity in the United States in regards to not only Lake Valley, but you also have Mammoth Mountain volcano in California that's had a swarm of deep a low-frequency magma gas movement at the 20-kilometer depth in and around that area. And these events also continue beneath the north shore of Yellowstone Lake Station, as we just aforementioned. And so there's definitely unrest going on in and around the caldera of Yellowstone and Lake Valley to the south and west of that in California. So, lots
of activity. You know, people think, you know, not, or maybe not think, but, you know, December 21st came and went, nothing catastrophic happened, you know, good
exactly.
thing. But, you know, these things are still building up, and there are things to be aware of, because sooner or later, one of these super volcanoes or something like this is moving. The North Pole is still shifting. Things are still moving. Just because the Mayan calendar ended doesn't mean these earth changes aren't stopping. They're actually still increasing more and more. So pay attention to this stuff. This is why we talk about it.
Most definitely.
All right. Into other news, Brian?
In other news, traders were working on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange in New York for Friday, December 28, 2012. The stocks headed lower again for a fifth day as concerns continued in regards to the president and Washington lawmakers, their failure, absolute failure, to reach any kind of budget deal before the year-end deadline of the fiscal cliff. Sounds like a bunch of lemmings are going to jump off a cliff the way they title these things, but the reality late in the day is that a deal is not just going to get done, according to Ryan Detrick, a senior technical strategist at Schaefer Investment Research. And he goes as far to say we could be greeted by a big sell-off at the start of January. So if a big sell-off occurs, that would portend bad for the economy, as the economy is down below 13,000 points in the Dow, and the NASDAQ as well has contracted somewhat. So
this is something we talk about, Ryan. It's meant to collapse the financial dollar.
Yeah.
This stuff is still going to happen sooner or later. Any inflated currency like this in the history of mankind has eventually bottomed out and collapsed, and that's what it's set to do. It's designed to do that.
And interesting, across the pond in France, they shot down the tax the rich a lot more bill that they're going to pass, basically. That's what I'm dubbing it. Mm-hmm. They're going to tax the wealthy much more, and they shot it down, and so that just goes to prove that the World Banks, they don't really know what to do, or they're doing exactly what they want to do, which is consolidate wealth and slowly do squeeze plays on the countries that have the most wealth, so they can further consolidate and extract the wealth via a fiscal cliff tax, which again, if people don't remember, what would happen is after the new year, if you have a family, you're making double income, and you're a middle class family, two parents, they're going to pay anywhere from $4,000 to $5,000 annually more in taxes. A single family making a middle class income, that mother or father taking care of their child, they're going to be paying anywhere from $2,000 to maybe at the most $3,000 annually more in taxes.
Wow.
So what you can say that in essence, what the fiscal cliff is an inflationary tax that is subsequent of the printing out of money, the buying back of mortgage-backed securities. The Federal Reserve is doing some quantitative easing, 1, 2, and 3, and they'll probably go to 4 soon thereafter, and now they're up to, buying back a monthly $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities. So our deficit's at $16 trillion. Astronomically high, and unemployment, though, they say is only 7.9%.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we all know it's way higher than that. It's just they're all figurative numbers. But anyways, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, Ryan. We gotta take another commercial break. We're gonna have some more Zembolic when we come back. Let's also talk about some of the other things that have been happening, like all the shootings been going on, and how the mass media is not even telling the true story of that. So hang on right there. Here's some more Zembolic. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Whey and many other products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Whey. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Whey, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the whey, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your whey is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Whey is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're joined by Ryan Matthew Dernick, author and founder of Bellwether Post. So let's jump into some other news, Ryan. This is really big, something that's going on. And we cover this because it's important. And although I myself was a gun owner, I had multiple assault rifles and guns and all sorts of things. I don't have them anymore. But I do understand the need for things like that in a time like this. And hopefully this new paradigm shift, which is this shift of consciousness happening, we wouldn't have a need for any guns because guns are not needed. And that is why I got rid of all of mine, because personally, I don't have that or need that, sort of fear-based, I guess, weapon in my life. I don't know how to put it, but anyways, there are many reasons, unfortunately, until politics and governments like U.S. government is either stopped or, you know, changed, whatever, but to take it back to the original Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which was killed this year, which was the NDAA Act, which was signed into law by President Obama on January 1st by executive order. No vote, no nothing from the people. Of course, Obama just did what they want. And we were talking about this earlier, Ryan, how some of the spiritual community was like, oh, they put Obama in there for disclosure and the Galactic Federation. And you know what? I don't think those people realize what Obama has passed and what he's done, because I totally don't agree with that at all.
Yeah, just
so,
like the truth is in the pudding. The truth is in the legislation that one passes. So, wow, they're
you know, he's done so much, and people are just so naive and – you know, even people that are awakened to some things, it's crazy, you know, that they just don't want to keep going down the rabbit hole and learning more information, because the more you know, the more aware you are, the more better and conscious decisions you can make, which help the better of all. So you need to be aware of these things. That's why we talk about it. But go ahead and talk about the banning of the gun law, which is happening right now. What's happening with that? It's because all the shootings been happening lately. Tell us more about that.
The massacre in Newton, Connecticut that took the lives of 20 school children and 6 teachers and administrators. The shooting sparked calls for tighter gun control measures, especially for military assault rifles. Weapons such as ones used in Newton and in Aurora, Colorado previously, and we know what those rifles are. Those are AR-15 assault rifles. And so basically you're wondering, well, is the Second Amendment in jeopardy? Yeah, the Second Amendment is probably most likely in jeopardy. Even Craig Whitney, a self-described liberal who was a former New York Times writer, he said, speaking out against fellow liberals who attacked the Second Amendment, he basically argues in the new book, Living with Guns, a Liberal Case for Second Amendment, that Americans have a long-standing common law right to have guns for self-defense.
So right, well, you know, and not only just self-defense, but there's a lot of people that have firearms that use it for hunting, that feed their family. They hunt rabbit, they hunt boar, they hunt deer, yeah, they eat it. I mean, mm-hmm. the Native Americans hunted buffalo. I mean, that's what we do. You know, we hunt. So for that reason and for protection, then I totally agree with that. And that is why it's in the Second Amendment, so a government never got too powerful enough that they could overpower the people, which is why they put it in there. And so, same thing like Sweden. Sweden has one of the least crime rates in the world because every citizen is allowed to have a weapon and is told to and is trained to have the weapon. The whole community, everybody has a weapon in their home and has been trained how to use it. So no one messes around. Everyone knows. So.
Go
ahead and continue.
Yeah, they've done the statistics, Jonah, for sure. They've shown that the crime rates are absolutely low when you have more people that are have guns and the protection of guns. So if you think about that and then you ask, well, if you were going to ask Thomas Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton, or John Hancock after the adoption of the Bill of Rights whether they had individual rights to carry arms and use them for self-defense or hunt, they would have laughed at you. Because that's a check and balance, okay? It's a check and balance. But I know that Congress doesn't really want to follow checks and balances lately because they didn't really say anything against Obama last term when he went into Libya, and they didn't say anything about that. No congressional approval. I don't need congressional approval. We can go into Libya. We can do whatever we want. But I'll concur. Gaddafi was a bad individual. Okay, the guy did a lot of draconian things to his people. But to go in without congressional approval, it violates the check and balance. And if you think about it, and the NDAA ultimately it puts everyone in the United States. Free citizens as a possible terrorist, and I think that just further opens the Pandora's box, if you will, for basically incriminating people unjustly on the basis that they have a firearm. Okay, that they are a threat because they have a firearm. Again, a lot of people hunt, but a lot of people also appreciate the Second Amendment. And the Second Amendment, again, the. Firearms played an important role in the colonization of America, Jonah. In the 17th and 18th centuries, European colonists relied heavily on firearms to take land away from Native Americans and repel attacks by Native Americans and Europeans. Around the time of the Revolutionary War, male citizens were required to own firearms for fighting against the British forces. Firearms were also used in hunting. In June 1776, 1 month before the signing of the Declaration of Independence, Virginia became the first colony to adopt a state constitution. In this document, the state of Virginia pronounced that a well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people trained to arms is the proper, natural, and safe defense of a free state. So each state should have their own militia. After the colonies declared their independence from England, other states began to include the right to bear arms in their constitution.
And, so, you know, when I was living in Florida, I trained with the Florida militia for 2 years. And I'm proud of it. It's good because at that time I felt like my service to protect, you know, families and just regular people. That's why every state should have a will. And what the media has done is put militia, it's bad. Militia's bad. And when people hear you know, militia, they think of like the Oklahoma City bombing and stuff like that. And they're like, oh, it's bad. Militia is bad. That is totally not true. They're usually either ex-military or just regular citizens, which have the right to bear arms to protect themselves against a government that tries to overthrow the people. And that's what's happening. It's been a government overthrow. And shows like this and other ones have been under attack. We have the Facebook block. We have all, you know, the last couple of days for many people, Alex Jones had their Facebook shut down. Yeah. So a lot of people the last 24 hours it's been happening to, and the censorship, it's happening. So people need to be aware because, you know, it's not going to be before long before one by one, certain shows and stuff are off the air because of a government crackdown on censorship. So,
yeah, independent.
Pay attention, people.
Definitely get crackdown.
Absolutely, yeah. Ryan. Thank you so much for coming on the show and updating us always. And definitely, people, check out his post, bellwetherpost.com. He's always put up new articles daily and tweeting, and always has great articles. So, thanks for coming on, Ryan. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Jonah. Thank you. You have a great day.
Excellent. Thank you. And now joining us on the show is none other than Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And he always comes on time to time talking about all different topics because he has so many different backgrounds and went so many different amazing subjects. So, Rick, how's it going? Happy holidays. Thanks for coming on the show.
I'm going bald from unnatural.
Still going bald.
Yeah. You know, just quiet.
So, Rick, lots of stuff happened, and I know you've heard a lot about it with all these shootings going on lately. I was wondering if you could tell
about
us about
that. Where do you want to go tonight? What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, let's talk about that because, you know, if a lot of people talk about how it's psyops and things like that or how it clamped down on gun laws. What's your take on what's really going on with all these shootings lately in the media?
I don't have a real clue. I've seen a lot of compelling evidence to indicate a false flag. What kind of false flag? I've seen a lot of different theories, real crazy ones. You know, where they're interconnected with each other, and LIBOR, the big banking firm in England that's going down.
Mm.
You've heard about that, yes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you're aware of that. Well, see, I don't know what to make of all of that. Coincidences, I work a type of physics that doesn't, you know, deal in coincidences or chaos theory. I'm more into organization and information, like more holographic. And so when there are unrelated coincidences, like the LIBOR bank being involved with the two fathers, I mean, that's the probability of that. There it is. Okay, so that's what we call alternate universes, like 2012. It was about marketing. There were a lot of people out there trying to make money on the whole thing, stories, whatever, and it happened and didn't happen. You know, there was a major change in global events. Why, right now we're in a current watching one with weather. It's all over the world. Yeah, there's absolutely no question about it. NASA has articles on it. Nobody's paying attention to that. It's like distractions, and you lose the big picture. Right then was the elections. There was a whole bunch of things that just had happened. Batman had just come out. That's all crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And, well, I had on my website, as you know, I have a blog, and I put up about 10 articles every day of what I think as a reasonable physicist that worked in paranormal. I've, you know, seen things, so I have an open mind, and I'm credentialed, which means I have to adhere to those ground rules and traceability, you know, repeatability.
And when we talked about the shooting last time, Rick, with like the killer, you know, the Batman guy, his father was, you know, worked for DARPA. He actually ran like a huge part of that.
All these are coincidental things.
Exactly.
Picture into a bigger picture of something more sinister going on. Now I'll tell you how Merlin put it. He said, anything not specifically forbidden is mandatory, which means if it's possible, you can count on it. So with that said, yes, there's absolutely drugs involved here. The pharmaceutical houses are, they're crazy trying to put gun control in front of the whole thing when it's the pharmaceutical houses selling drugs to kids.
Yeah.
Prescription drugs, I don't know what it's like on your side of the coast, but out here, it's black tar heroin. The kids start on downers and things, pain meds from their parents, and then they go to cheaper heroin. And that's what's going on out here. Methamphetamine is still good to go. But the kids are on these antidepressants like Prozac. And these things make you nuts. And you take a marginal borderline that should not be on these kinds of medications, and now you have the possibility of a covert black ops program. Second shooters.
And now I heard they're taking the DNA of this new killer, this Adam guy, and the cops are going to match this DNA against the DNA database. And if you have the same style of DNA, they could possibly classify you as someone of his character. So that's not racial profile.
Good luck with that one.
Echelon
aside, there is no question that there's an alien presence on the internet. There's no question about that. Time Magazine did big stories on that. So yes, we have all kinds of encroachments and invasions. I just finished an article on mind control dealing with Monsanto and GMOs. And the whole thing isn't even about GMOs anymore. We're talking conspiracies that are going so deep. It's like cultures on Earth. I'll give you a metaphor. One culture had a close encounter in 1857, 2 years before the Carrington effect, and has space travel, and then there's us. Now, I think that I can prove that, and as a physicist. And with that said, there's always been a catching up in technologies. I was there in graduate school doing work on, I was going to be an astrophysicist, and old man DuPont decided he wanted me to be a solid-state physicist with event horizons, precursor waves, and, time travel. That's where I started in graduate work with solid-state physics. I remember when that first came out, and the manipulation, because it was reversed engineering. It was not a normal evolution. We were coming out of things at that time. We were coming out of what we called, even before transistors, monolithic circuits. And Corning had developed a technology using puffs of air and ceramics called fluidic devices. And they had Schmidt triggers, and they were smaller, and they were perfect for space because they didn't have any degradation from gamma rays. And so, with that said, why we went into the direction of fiber optics and those kinds of things lead me to believe that there was a close encounter event that occurred in 1857. It's documented. And
yes,
something happened then.
Absolutely, and it's amazing because all the media and stuff, the way it is now.
The media is no longer, even Al Jazeera doesn't do the job. I remember a time when you would, disseminate on which news services you would choose to listen to or go to. They had all these cable channels that had different kinds of news being offered. That's all gone. Now, I know that Nexus Magazine, Duncan Rhodes, a good friend of mine, is revisioning possibly Nexus Magazine or something equivalent to do a news service that actually comes out and lays it down. The 2012 thing had to do with tails and what's that? Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was agreeing with you.
Oh, yeah. The 2012 thing, it did happen. It was the end of one thing and the beginning of another thing. And there's a hysteresis. And watch what happens in the next couple of years, especially from the sun.
Yes.
It's going to happen just like in the picture books, but not the way you think it's going to happen. And believe this or not, man has an opportunity to make it better. It doesn't have to be for the worst. There are ways that you can revision water, in terms of the structure and memory. And your body is a fluidic device that is resonating with electromagnetic fields. And imagine using thought forms in a system of precise power tools, turning your body into a transmitter, doing things, changing reality, the actual singularity things where you have a Jet Li, the one, you know, where there's a universe that you nexus all your different possibilities into. That is union of another kind that is now being described in some of the neurosciences that I'm studying. It's really interesting stuff because there's a, I'm all over the map here, and it's okay, because believe it or not, it's all going to come out and make sense here. There is a second collider similar to the one in CERN in Africa. It's called Shanti. It's well known. You can look it up. It's a super collider, and it apparently has made contact with an alternate universe that's sliding through our universe at this very moment. That's a 2012 thing.
Well, Rick, we got to cut it right there because we're out of time. But thank you so much for coming on and giving us some updates. We love having you on the show as always. And check out RichardAllenMiller.com for more information. Thanks a lot, Rick, for coming on.
Nice talking to you.
All right. Talk to you soon. Here's some more Ink Vault. We'll be right back after these messages.
There are so many questions in paradise.
Your soul.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control, stop foreclosure, protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
To the show, we're on to our next guest who's been on the show before. She is Virginia Gunther, Global Business Development, RNA Drops, the Living Water Project. And RNA Drops is a technology both old, referred to in the Bible, and new, unique enough to qualify for patent status. RNA allows your body to perfectly process what you're already ingesting RNA enhances the body's potential for balanced nutrition, and RNA is one of the basic building blocks of cellular production and regeneration. And RNA is an amazing thing, and I'll have Jenny tell you more about that. But welcome to the show, Jenny. How are you?
Hey, Jonah. I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. How was your December 21st end of my calendar celebration?
Oh, it was fantastic. I got to celebrate it on a beach chair in the Bahamas, so it was all good. And I blipped out for about 5 minutes and blipped back in. So whatever happened, happened, and I'm happy to be here and grounded in whatever world I'm in, whatever reality I'm experiencing. It's a good one, and I'm happy to be here talking to you about RNA drops.
Excellent. Well, give the listeners a quick breakdown on exactly what RNA is and how it's affecting our DNA with this ascension process that's going on.
Well, I want to comment on the guest that you just had on and talking about, you know, all the challenges that we have in our environment and with the media and the onslaught of information and all the things that are happening. And then the flip side that he came up with, which is, and it can be great. You know, it can be good. There's all these incredible possibilities that are happening right now for mankind. And people who are tuned into that, tuned into the ascension process, are going to be very interested in RNA drops because it's not ribonucleic acid that we're selling. It's RNA drops. We call them RNA drops to point out that one of the primary focuses of our bodies is to constantly replicate cells. And the cell replication process actually begins with RNA, not DNA. And so our product actually sends new information in the form of frequency, light, and nutrition to the DNA so that it actually can make a clean and ultimately perfect copy of itself. So if you were to take, say, the Mona Lisa, which is a masterpiece, which is what you are, a perfect piece of art, and put it through a copier, if you took the copy that came out on the end of that copier and then ran it through again and took that copy and ran it through again and took that copy and ran it through again, after a good 100,000 copies, you would find aberrations and you would find blurs in that copy. Well, what our product does is actually goes directly, takes the masterpiece that you are, runs it through the copier, and then takes the masterpiece that you are, runs it through the copier, and it doesn't rely on the previous copy to make a new copy. And that's what properly organized, coherent genetic material in every cell of your body is going to do. And we know that scientists say that 98% of our DNA is quote-unquote junk, and they're having to backpedal off of that and start to identify with the fact that 98% of the genetic material in our cells is actually cell switches and genetic material that can be organized into a coherent fashion. And that's what this product does. It's 40 years in development. It's been patented, and we've been able to stabilize that molecule and offer it for mass distribution. And the people that are using it have phenomenal results. And, of course, we don't make any claims because of the FDA and blah, blah, blah. And everybody understands that these days, certainly. But the most fascinating thing about it is that the people who use it have incredible results, and they share those results on the testimonials that are on my website.
Excellent. Well, Jenny, hold on right there. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we get back, we're going to hear more about the RNA drops and some of the people that report some of these amazing experiences from them. So hold on right there. Here's some more Zembolic. We'll be right back after this quick message.